Welcome to the first podcast for FrugalCenter.com entitled How to Start Saving. I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Our goal here through these podcasts is to bring you useful information about being wise with your money and saving for and investing in your future through simple ways of which you may be unaware. Possibly you're having difficulty getting started due to some preconceived notions about spending and saving. We're here to help you create some long-lasting habits, good habits, that will help you have a more secure today and tomorrow. Over time, we will also touch on some other important topics such as how to plan for success, a mastermind group, needs versus wants, what are some ways I can improve my credit score, what is compound interest, and how to effectively comparison shop. The list will keep growing, so stay tuned, and you will definitely learn some useful information. This first edition, however, is entitled How to Start Saving. Everyone can save. It doesn't matter if right now you have nothing left over for savings after all your bills are paid. No matter how old you are, no matter where you stand right now financially, no matter how much debt you have or if you've filed bankruptcy. If that's the case, all it means is that you have to create a budget or create a new budget because something needs to change. It really all depends on how badly you want to start saving. First, you need to start thinking about savings goals. Do you have a specific goal or a need for something in particular that you can't afford, or possibly you just want to have a rainy day fund? Doesn't matter. The key to successful saving is to start where you stand and create a new habit of saving. Because despite what you may think, everyone needs to save. You can save for education or for retirement, but also for a vacation or a new car. There are so many different things for which to save. Everyone will have different reasons. And it's always better to have the savings there, ready to use when necessary, rather than borrowing the money and be stuck paying interest to a bank. So how do I start? Well, spend less than you make. Very simple. And it is really that simple. But if all your income is accounted for, what do? Either keep your spending at the same level and earn more money and save the extra, or reduce your spending, then put into a savings account what you have shaved off that former spending. Spending is essentially made up of fixed expenses and discretionary expenses. Fixed expenses are those that recur every certain period, such as rent or a mortgage, insurance payments, gym membership, cable bill, electric and heating bills. Pretty much anything for which you have a contract or are bound to pay a certain amount. Discretionary expenses are those that just happen daily or weekly, but for which there isn't a fixed cost, such as lunches and dinners out, movies, impulse purchases that you don't need. So think about it. If you aren't saving anything, you either have to earn more or spend less. Earning more is for a different lesson, so let's stick with spending less. To that end, you have to start reducing or eliminating spending on what isn't absolutely necessary. What you need to do is list all your fixed expenses, such as rent, electric bill, heating bill, car payment, insurance payments, contract, gym membership, and other monthly expenses for which you have a contract. Then, look at each contract to see how flexible the terms are regarding the renegotiating, suspending, or terminating the contract. Many of those fixed expenses aren't so fixed at all. For instance, with respect to the cable bill, you can get a cheaper package of channels, or go to an alternative service, or just contact the company and ask for a better deal. With respect to your car payment, many banks and credit unions offer refinancing options for automobiles. Check them out, because they may offer a lower interest rate than you are currently paying. Regarding your electric bill and heating bill, you can be more energy conscious and see a dramatic savings just by turning off the lights more often or lowering the heat and wearing a sweater in your house or apartment. Gym memberships may be able to be suspended or eliminated if you are out of contract and not using the gym, of course. You can shop around for better deals on your auto insurance and private property insurance, too. If you are a good driver, possibly consider increasing your deductible, which will reduce your annual premium. You can negotiate almost anything. You can refinance student loans and mortgages, and even try to get a cheaper rent by offering service to the landlord in exchange for a reduction in the rent. Tally up the savings you've just created from reducing those monthly bills. Next, list all the things that are discretionary that you are typically spending already. For instance, the daily coffee, or sometimes it's two or three coffees per day. Lunch at a restaurant and takeout. Magazines, movies, the latest fashion, when what you have is just fine. Tally up the savings you have just created from reducing your spending on those unnecessary, discretionary things. There you have it, what you are able to eliminate from your monthly recurring and discretionary spending becomes your savings. So take that money, meaning the reduced gym membership, the eliminated subscriptions, the reduced cable bill from the renegotiated monthly fee, the reduced number of coffees per day, and deposit it in a bank account. There are now so many ways to make deposits electronically, even directly through your smartphone, or you can start the old-fashioned way with just a change in your pocket and going to the local bank. The most important thing to do is actually move the money directly to a savings account. If you do that for 3 months, you will see the dramatic difference and wonder why, although you probably thought about it before, you had never taken the steps to make it happen. So that concludes our podcast for today. Once again, thank you for listening to the podcast entitled How to Start Saving.